NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Got a new way of living my life since I've been trying. Oh yeah, I've got a new way of living my life since I've been trying. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I've got a new way of living my life since I've been trying. I've got a new way of living my life since I've been changed. Oh, yeah. I've got a new way
of living my life
since
I've been changed.
Maybe somebody feel like I feel.
New way of living my life
since
I've been changed.
Oh, glory to God. Try to do things on my own, but right now God has changed my life around, and He gave me a new start. Oh yes, He did. I've got a change in my soul. Oh, I got a change that made me whole. I've got a new way of walking around. Feeling. It's a mighty good feeling.
It's a mighty good feeling that I have every day.
Since I've been changed.
Since I've been changed.
I don't have to worry about my so-called
ring. It's a mighty
ring.
Good feeling that I have
oh, no.
Every day.
That grin in my face and tell a lie behind
since
my back.
Since I've been changed.
It's a mighty good feeling.
It's a mighty good feeling that I have every day.
Since the Lord came into my life.
Since I've been
I can love the one that's always trying to bring me down.
The feeling that I have every day.
Since I've been changed.
Since I've been changed.
I don't have to worry about the one that might
be about me.
Anointed one.
the Lord to bless me. Ooh, I may not have everything that I want, but I feel that the Lord, He's about to bless me.
Have proven they can stay at a game. Oh,
anointed one, and you can catch the wave right here at NFIRadio.com. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music. You are catching the wave.
Yes, you did. When singing. listen to me right here. You know they can. You know what that is to me, children.
Do y'all know what you ought to do? Just
if you get
I don't know no nothing else to tell y'all. I don't know nothing else to tell you. All you gotta do is who know it's done by faith? Don't play tonight, y'all. I said, who knows that it's done by faith? You can't do nothing if you ain't got faith. Am I right about it? Faith in who? Jesus! 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 Yeah, yeah. I forgot we were recording. Y'all got to forgive me, but I just know the law. Another thing, y'all, I've been saved. Yeah, I'm one of them old quartet singers that's been saved and sanctified. Did y'all hear what I said? And I don't care who knows. Yeah. Only is alone. Raise your hand like that. Oh. Yeah. Put your hands together.
What a wonderful,
change
in my life has been since Jesus came into my heart. Oh yeah, floods of joy on my soul like a sea. Have you got that feeling? Have you got that feeling?
Sing a song that went something like this. Listen, if you please. I need thee. Whoa, I need thee. When I walk
and the deep.
Come on, Vernon, help me if you please.
I need thee.
Oh, yes. You need it every day of your life. On your job, in your home, and in the schools. We need it every hour of the day. Bless me now. Bless me now, my Savior.
set free. There's been a revival in my soul. Since He made me whole, what a wonderful change has come over me. What a change.
Right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God. Coming to spill right now. I know you're able, Master.
Do it for me. Do it
right now. St. Mark 11:22. These are your words, Jesus. You said, have faith in God. Then the 23rd verse, you said, we can speak to the mountain that's in our life. You said we could say, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea. You said if we don't doubt in our mind, in our heart, and believe that all things which we said shall come to pass. You said we can have what we said. And I thank you, Jesus, that my word means something. So I'm going to speak over my friend this evening. I'm going to speak healing. I'm going to speak healing. I'm going to speak prosperity. I'm going to speak joy. I'm going to speak love for my neighbor. Because you said I can have what I said. Right now, I want you to come in this building, Jesus. I want you to do it. Do it. Do it. Oh, do it right now. Like you said you would. I know you have all power in your hand. I know there are more medicine in the hem of your garment than they have in all of the drugstores all over the world. And I know you're able, Lord, to heal right now. You don't have to come in person. All you got to do, Jesus, is say the word, and it'll be done. Say, say, Jesus. Started out on this Christian journey, preaching the gospel, I knew my way was going to be hard. Because first of all, I got to save my own soul, and then I got to try to save others as well. But an old man walked up to me one day, and he said, son, your way is going to be hard. He said, because the first thing that people that you try to depend on, they going to be the one to try to tear you down. Listen. I made God a promise when I opened up to let him in. If you free my soul from a burning hell, I won't let Satan in. Then I said, you know how much I can bear. Whenever I need you, you're always there. And I another thing about it, y'all, listen. Sister Mary, she told me, she said, I know you get lonely sometimes. She said, doors of my house is always open. She said, just open up and come on in. Then she said, God knows we're human. We're going to sin. She said, now, why can't me and you be more than just friends? I said, no. Take a little drink. He said, just as long as you do it behind closed doors, no matter what the people think. Then he said to me, he said, God knows we're human and we're gonna slip. He said, come by my house and we can have a little sip. I said, no.
No,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no
to party.
Pick the night to mess around.
As the rhythm come by
my house late tonight, and we gonna have a good time. Then they look at me and they said,
I know
you don't do what you used to. They said, but see that pretty girl over there? We got her for you. I said, no.
And if you make one step, he'll make two. Oh, there ain't no limit what God can do. He said, if you go, don't worry about yourself. He said, all you have to do is make a step. Just he said, nose is down and he just left. With only a rod in his hand. Ah, that's when things got hard in the stretch out. He said, all you have to do. I made a step. I kept on walking. I made a step. But I made it myself. Well, I made a step. You ought to make yourself. Ooh, I made a step. Make it in the master's name. Well, I made a step. Don't you wait on tomorrow. Well, I made a step. Tomorrow might be too late. Well, I made a step. You know tomorrow's sun. Well, I made a step. Shine on your brain. Well, I made a step. You ought to make that step. Well, I made a step. You ought to make that step. Well, I made a step. You ought to make it right now. Well, I made a step. You ought to make it right now. Well, I made a step. You ought to make it right now. You gotta make it, accept that step. You gotta make that step. I made it. I kept walking, I kept moving. Did you make that step? I made it. I kept making that step. I made it. That dog. I made it. I kept on walking, I kept on praying. I made it. I made it. I had to walk, I had to come. Had to train, had to pray. I made it. God, I made the Holy Ghost step. Did you make it? You make it. Did you make it? Had to walk, had to jump, sang and prayed, and I made it. I kept on the way. I made it. Oh, I made it. Let's make that step. Hold it, hold it. Somebody on a dole. You gotta make that Holy Ghost step. Oh, somebody had to make it. I made it. Did you up from the earth, I'll draw all the world under me.
Holy Ghost, 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 Of Jesus to his disciples. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And the Spirit of God said, amen, amen. Jesus was saying that false Christ would come near their end times. A false Christ or false Messiah is a pretender who claims to be one sent from God to save humanity. John also warned the church of believers and told them to beware of all kinds of religious deceptions and not be led astray by phony people with pretentious religions. He said to them, we know that it is the last time. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Now, how many of you want to hear some truth? Amen. How many of you know that God's word is truth? All truth, inerrant, infallible, all truth, all powerful, sacred word of God. We're living in a time whereby it seems like lying is a daily and normal thing for some. Can I get a witness? A time when right is wrong and wrong is right. The world is overwhelmingly full of liars, pretenders, and people that are faking it. So the title of this message is, Don't Fall for Fake Folks and Fake Things. Now look at your neighbor and tell them that. Say, don't fall for fake folks and fake things. Now, as I said, you're not the one pastor's talking about, are you? Go on and say, not me. Don't fall for fake folks and fake things. Why do so many people lie repeatedly? It is because they desire to be in control. Drug users, alcoholics, compulsive gamblers, and people that have all kind of chemical dependencies do it constantly every day. Sadly, every day. Because they have a habit that controls them, and that the only way that they feel that they can continue to survive is to lie and lie over and over again. Do or say whatever it takes to be in control. Many people lie to protect their own feelings, their self-esteem, their self-confidence, their personal emotions. For example, a woman who says, "I didn't want that job anyway," when she really did. She is lying to protect herself. Does that make sense? The world is not only full of fake prophets, but just to mention a few things, we have fake jewelry, fake watches, fake politicians, law impersonators, and plenty of fake folks. Can I get a witness? Men, it's all right to purchase a pair of knockoff sneakers if you know what you're buying. Women, it's all right to purchase a knockoff Louis Vuitton or handbag as long as you know you are getting something that looks real for a price that you can afford. Nothing is wrong with that because that's your money and your decision. Can I get a witness? Come on, it's all right to talk back to me. But you don't want to purchase a handbag, or you don't even want to sell a bag, and then the transactions that are made with fake $20 and $100 bills. When I worked at the U.S. Postal Service, as a window clerk, I handled money all day. And even early in my career, there were no debit card machines. You didn't tap a machine. You didn't swipe in a machine. You didn't insert a card in machine. Early on, when I was at that counter, most of the transactions were done with a check, cash, or money order. So I handled a lot of money all day long. And oftentimes when a fake bill touched my hands, I could immediately tell from the feel of the fabric of the bill that it was fake. We were trained and we were given a banknote detection pin that was usually used to apply an iodine base ink to the bill in order to determine its authenticity. We were also trained to hold that $100 bill up to the light and see the embedded strand that was running vertically to the left of the portrait. And now the new $100 bill is even harder to counterfeit. They have a 3D security ribbon near the center of the bill and find a blue ribbon with images and bells and 100s printed on it. And when you move the bill, the images appear to change and move. This effect makes it harder for counterfeiters to reproduce the note accurately. That's a $100 bill. And I know I got a lot of people's attention right now. And I know you said, "Pastor, can I, you let me hold that $100 after church?" I'm not even going to take that chance. Because you might give me a bill back and it might be fake. And you walk off the church lot with my bill. Just kidding. But we do have to be careful with fake folks and fake things. Well, what about you working ladies that have a boyfriend that's not working, driving your car, and dropping you off to work while he's supposed to be job hunting. And he's been looking for 3 months, now going on 3 years, and hasn't found anything yet. You know, I preached a sermon not long ago, and I probably need to say that about this guy. Come on, man. Wake up. Smell the coffee. Wake up. Come to the light. Yeah, he's hunting, but not what you think. Go find yourself a BMW. I'm not talking about the car. Women, you know what I'm talking about. Go find yourself a BMW, a black man working. You don't need to be paying the bills all by yourself because of his lies and deception. He's a fake and trying to play you. Besides, he can't be that handsome. Fake folks. Fake folks. You got to sort them out. I can remember when Lincoln Park had a fake doctor. Back in the 1980s, a young man started coming to church every Sunday, and he was from a distant state, afar off. He was always well conservatively dressed. He looked like a doctor. He talked like a doctor. He acted like a doctor. And that doctor had Bishop and I and the whole church food. We were proud of him. We were respecting him, a young man that was a doctor. We were so proud of him. But finally he started telling Bishop and I that he had bought a BP station over on Person Street across from Krispy Kreme Donuts. I never forget. And then he began to say that he was thinking about asking people to that were willing to, if they wanted to, or he would let them invest with him with that BP station. And I said to myself, I better check this guy out. I went over there 2 or 3 times. And every time I went over there, he wasn't there. And I asked the clerks, and they said, well, we don't know. We just work here. We don't really know who owns this place. So I kept on. I checked, it was Wake Memorial then. I checked Wake out. I checked Rick's out. They were the 2 main hospitals back during that time. Don't have all the ones like we have now. I checked them out. No doctor that was here at Lincoln Park. So sooner or later, the people started talking. And he disappeared. And I pray that I pray and hope that he got himself together. Because the way that he was going, he was going to end up behind somebody's bars. And his timing went on, but he went behind probably, if he would have gone behind bars, that would have been the safest place for him, I think. Because some of the women in the church that he was trying to date had found out too. And if they had gone upside his lying head, I'm sure whatever they used would not have been fake. And that's why I have to teach my women here in the church that the Lord said, vengeance is mine, and I shall repay. Women, the battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. Can I get a witness? fake folk don't get away. They might get over on you, but they'll never get over on God. Well, what do we do? We're not perfect either. Who do we go to? Jesus said to his disciples that they not only had to deal with false prophets, but they, as well as you and I in this day and time, we shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Is that not going on, my Christian friends? But he said, don't worry and don't let it trouble you. He said, for all these things must come to pass. The end is not yet. Nations shall rise against each other and kingdom against kingdom. And right now in the world, we are experiencing the signs of the times, and we are experiencing famines, viruses, plagues, endemics, epidemics, pandemics, hurricanes, tornadoes, volcanoes, earthquakes, tsunamis, and all kinds of mass destructions to buildings and people, men, women, boys, and girls, senior citizens and babies. Church, the signs of the times that Jesus talked about in Matthew 24 are staring us in the face. And as I said a few Sundays ago, in this lifetime of mine, I've never seen like we are closer to World War III than we ever have been before. But I'm glad that Jesus said in this text not to worry and not to be afraid. And he went on and prophetically said, and he prepared us. Prophetically, he said that all these things are the beginning of sorrows. Why do you think we need a Savior? Why do you think we need a God in times like these? Why do you think we so many people that need to be in God's house, sitting on the pews, hearing what the Lord has to say in these troubled and turbulent times and unsteady and confusing world in which we live? Tell God, thank you. See, thank you for you are in his house today. You don't have to hear what some false prophet or somebody on social media. There are people on social media that are educated. Some have PhDs. But they'll bring out false messages and try to radicalize people and young people and change their mind and even tell them that there is no God. But the Bible says only a fool in his heart says there is no God. I'm glad that we've got people in the church today, because I always say you don't want now to be called a pandemic Christian. One that used to come to church, then the pandemic came and now nobody can't find you on Sunday morning. Your favorite pew, somebody else is taking it. And when you get back, don't try to start a fight. It never belonged to you anyway. Sit wherever you can. Can I get a witness? Don't be an anemic Christian. You can come sometime when you're strong enough. But sometime I just don't feel like it this morning. But after this church, you're all over right now. I'm afraid to come. Well, you wear your mask to the mall. You wear it to the grocery store. You wear it to the AB. No, I better not say that one. Put your mask on and come on to God's house. Quit fooling around with people that haven't found and need to be where they need to be. You can get strong and you can help them to come on. and hear the truth. Can I get a witness? Jesus said, these are the beginning of sorrows. So what do I say to you? Buckle up, buttercup. And again, I said, Jesus said, don't worry. Don't worry. See, worry is like walking around with an umbrella waiting for it to rain. There's no need of us trying to meditate and worry about all these things going on because, the world doesn't need worriment. The world needs salvation. Salvation is deliverance from sin. And when we are held to the light, God's light, all of our sins and all of our inadequacies and infirmities and shortcomings are shown up to God as filthy rags. But one songwriter said sin had left a crimson stain. But he washed us white as snow. The Bible says he offered himself for our sins. He shedded his blood, and it didn't just cover our sins, but when he sacrificed our sins were taken away. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? David said, examine me, O Lord. Prove me. Try the reins of my heart. Test me. Put me on trial. Cross-examine me. You know, people will talk about you and put you down and say you not saved, and the devil will even try to make you feel like you are fake. But you tell the devil he is a liar. Tell the devil that, because I know every now and then, can't you feel him in your down in your heart? Huh? Every now and then, and some of you most all the time, every now and then, can't you feel God? Can't you feel a touch? God is real. And just let the devil know and tell the devil, I don't belong to you. I'm God's child. And I've been saved by the blood of the Lamb. Can you get a witness? And see, when God's light is embedded in you, just like the embedded strip that's in that $100 bill, God got something that's embedded in you. If nobody else sees it, if nobody else thinks you'll say, God knows that light. He is the one that put it in your heart. Can I get a witness? A lot of fake folks and people think that they are holier than thou. There's a lot of people that when you get to heaven, a lot of people that you think gonna be there, not gonna be there. And a lot of people you think not gonna be there, gonna be there. What about you? Glory to God. Oh, what a glorious day when we get chance and meet him in there. When I was a little boy, they would sing that song, when we all get to heaven. Oh, what a day of rejoicing it will be. We will sing and shout. Victory. How many of you know that you have the victory? How many of you know that your victory is in your praise? Because when the praises go up, the blessings come down. The devil don't want you to praise. The devil don't want you to come in God's house. Because you'll find out that he's a liar. He's a crook. He's a pretender. He's a deceiver. But God! There's no name above the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. Can you say, yeah? I know that without him, we can do nothing. Without him, we would fail. Without him, we would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Can you say, yeah? I just want you to know that even Trustee Billy Hinton said, I can't even walk. See, we can't even walk without him holding our hand. Grab somebody by the hand. Grab somebody by the hand and say, we can't even walk without him holding our hand. Now turn no hands loose and raise two hands in the air and say, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. He's better to me than I could ever be to myself. Can you say, yeah? God is awesome. God is authentic. He's reliable. He's dependable. He's unfailing. And he shows up when we go down. He picks you up when you can't get up. He's better. I better get out of here. I better get out of here. Well, 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 well. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? I know he's all right. How many of you know he's all right? How many of you know that God is real? I can feel him right now in my soul. Can anybody feel him right now? Say hallelujah! There may be fake folks. There may be fake things. But since I found the Lord, tell everybody, says, since I found the Lord, since I found Jesus, since I found the Lord, there ain't nothing. There ain't nothing. There ain't nothing like the real thing, baby.
Lincoln Park Holiness Church is about loving people and helping community. Our main objective is winning souls. You are welcome to partner with us or help sponsor this ministry and broadcast with a donation. Please visit our website at lincolnparkchurch.com and click the Let's Give tab at the top of the screen. Feel free to leave comments. You can also download the Givelify app on your mobile phone and look for Lincoln Park Church. Cash App, hashtag Lincoln Park CRF. We are located at 13 Heath Street in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us next week on NFI Radio and Catch the Wave from the number one radio station.
This is Thoughtful Thursday. You are listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. This is your new host and your new friend, the traveling preacher. I tell you, we are having a good time. Oh, this music is just wonderful. I tell you, I'm just enjoying myself, and I hope you are enjoying yourself as well. Can you believe we have already been rocking? You are listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. This is your new friend and your new host, the traveling preacher, on this Thoughtful Thursday. It is 10 o'clock at the top of the hour on this Thoughtful Thursday. Reach out to us at 984-733-3977 or 347-215-8049 or visit our website, nfiradio.com. You know, as I promised, we were going to have a part two. You know, part one at 9 o'clock, we did the world versus the Bible, and we're talking about thinking about what we're thinking about. Now we're going to deal with joy versus happiness. Also, I want to give you this. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7 says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So as I shared before, we have to be thinking about what we're thinking about. But joy versus happiness. Joy is a state of being. Joy is only found down in our soul. Joy is when things are not going well, but you still have joy down in your soul. Happiness is fleeting. Happiness is a temporary emotion. At any time, at any given time, any circumstances, any situation, that happiness can be snatched away from you because it's a feeling, it's an emotion that will not last. So joy is the way to go. And what I have found in my short time here on earth, that I have only found joy in Jesus. I have tried this, I have tried that, but when I tried Jesus, that's when I found the real joy. I want to share this with you right quick, and you can find this in Luke chapter 12, verses 16 through 21. If you will allow me to share a little bit of this with you, it's a parable, you know, and a parable, if you don't know, is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. So in this parable, it says, and then Jesus told this parable, the ground of a certain man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, what shall I do? I have no place to store my crops. Then he said, this is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store my much grain and harvest that I have. And I will say to myself, you have plenty of grain laid up for many years to come. Take life easy. Eat, drink, be merry, be happy. That's that happiness, right? But look at what God said to him. It says, but God said to him, you fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with everyone who stores up things for themselves here on earth, but is not rich towards God. So guys, that is the word of God. And if the Bible is true, which I believe it is, then we have to take heed, as my grandmother would say, we have to take heed to the word of God. So let's not get caught up with happiness, because that is fleeting. That's a fleeting emotion that can change at any time. You know, a lot of people divorce because they're not happy. You know, a lot of people quit their jobs without having another job to go to because they're not happy. A lot of people will move from one state to another without happiness, not understanding that whether you quit your job, whether you get a divorce, whether you change states, you're taking yourself. So if we don't fix ourselves, if we don't do the work to fix ourselves to be the best version of ourselves that we can be, then all we're doing will be in vain, because we're still stuck with ourselves. So that's part two of the word of the day at this top of the hour at 10 a.m. Joy versus happiness. Keep on listening. Keep on riding this gospel train. Keep on trusting. Keep on believing God, because he promised you he will never leave you or forsake you, and you are the apple of his eye. Continue to listen. Catch the wave.
Welcome. Welcome to Beat the Art.
We're taking gorgeous music to another level. Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 to 5, keeping it live on the NFI. Hello, somebody. It's the NFI.
Lift those hands if you're grateful for his presence tonight. Thank you for your mercy towards me. Oh, your loving kindness towards me. You don't lie to me. You don't go back on your word. Feels like I've heard it all, but I'm grateful that you don't lie to me. And you don't ever leave.
your mind on me. Even when I fall, I'm grateful that you don't ever leave. But you don't get tired, you don't grow weary. It's not in your nature, you won't give up on me. You don't get tired, and you don't grow weary. You see the worst of me, but you don't get tired, you don't get tired of me. That's good news, Richmond. That's good news, Richmond. Oh, 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 oh. And you gave everything.
You gave everything.
Never withhold.
Never withholding your love.
On the cross with blood.
You don't get tired, you don't grow weary,
it's not in your nature,
it's not in your nature. You won't give up on me.
You don't get tired,
you don't grow weary.
Come on, you sing the worst.
You sing the worst of me.
But you don't get tired, you don't get tired of me. Every word you say is true.
You don't lie to me.
When everybody walked out on me,
you don't ever leave.
And even when I had nothing,
you gave everything.
Here it is. And my life's a testimony that your love endureth forever. Anybody grateful that his love endureth forever? Oh, come on, let's raise that say.
His love endureth forever.
I need somebody to raise your voice and say it.
His love endureth forever.
Somebody who's grateful for the love of Jesus.
worst of me. I wish I had some honest worshipers in the room.
You see the worst of me.
And you never turn your back on me.
You see the worst of me.
And you never change your mind on me.
You see the worst of me.
And you never ran out on me.
You see the worst.
And you never get tired of me.
You never get tired of me.
You see the worst.
And you don't get tired. You don't get tired of me.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Jesus, my soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. My soul love Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Oh,
feel like things are getting better. Can't escape the pain, it saturates everything. What's the answer? People dying, mothers crying, hearts aching. Sickness spreading, honestly, I hope it's fading. Everywhere I see negativity, yeah. Our culture is diminishing to nothing. Trying to find a faith to pray, it's so hard. What's the answer? Lord, my money got me stressing more than ever. All is marching, Lord, help us come together. You're the only one wise.
God will. over till God says it's over. Will it ever go away? Or is it here to stay? Will it always be this way? The song says, I'm so confused. Don't know what you're gonna do. My personal testimony says, we came to tell you, don't trust the voice in your head telling you that it's done. We have good news for you. As long as he's on the throne, you. You just have to gather all the faith you have and know. Is somebody willing to believe that it's not over? Is somebody willing to receive it? Come on. Verse 2 says you've been blaming the world for everything that's happened to you. Somewhere along the way you've become bitter of everything. We came to encourage you, don't trust the voice in your head telling you that you're done. You see, as long as his name is Jesus, you have just begun. Come on, choir, raise it up, say, so God says it's over. You are not finished. There may be some mountains, and yeah, they're going to stand in your way. But the God we serve, he specializes in moving mountains every single day. You just have to have the faith and know. Come on, everybody, say that you shall live. Hey, no, you're not going to die. Hey, you'll survive. Why? Because the God says it's over. It's not the end, y'all. No, you ain't finished. You see, there's going to be some mountains. And yeah, they're going to stand in your way. But the God we serve, oh yeah, he's the master at moving mountains every single day. You just have to have the faith and know. We came to speak to all the depressed spirits, all the lonely spirits, all the sad hearts. We came to tell you it's not over. Is somebody willing to believe it? Is somebody willing to receive that it's not over? Come on, choir, say,
it's not over.
Gather all the strength you have and just believe. Sing,
it's not over.
Lift your voice and say, yeah. Oh no, you're gonna make it, cause
it's not over.
Until he says it's over. He's not finished with you yet. Come on, everybody, you gotta believe
it's not over.
Don't give up, y'all. Don't you throw in the towel.
Over.
Why? Because we said it's not. So God says it's over. Come on, does somebody want to believe that tonight? Come on, real nice choir.
this room. Come on, look at your neighbor. Anybody that's been going through, we came to tell you, sing, it's not over. For anybody that's lost a job, anybody that's lost a loved one, anybody that's messed up one too many times, we came to tell you, it's not over. As long as he's on the throne, as long as his name is Jesus, as long as he got up, you can get up. Sing, it's not over. Until he says it's over. Until he says it's over. Last time, come on. Sing, it's not over. Oh, it's not over.
There's a place Somebody said, thank you, Jesus. Somebody said, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. One thing I know that he's been good to me. I don't know about the rest of the people that have been before you, see. But I'm not. As for Al Green, he's sure been good to me. Thank you, Lord. Let me tell you what he's been. He's been my shelter in a time of a storm. He's been my father when I was completely fatherless. He's been my mother when mother was gone. He's been my everything. Somebody say hallelujah.
stand with me, Tokyo, come on.
Come on,
everybody. The police officers say you can sit on the grass if you sit down on it. Come on. Yeah, you okay, you all right. I know that Jesus. Officer, do you mind if I give one lady a flower? If I give one a rose? If I could just put the hand today. Somebody that know that Jesus will fix it. Jesus. Okay, here you go. Oh, you got it? All right, you got it. Hurt nothing off, but she's cool. Yeah! Let me, wait a minute, don't take that groove away from me, baby. Sing with me, come on.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My ultimate heaven sent evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life. Yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brave.
I'm brand new. I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was headed. My ultimate happiness and evident sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life. Yep, 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 you saved my life. And you made me. I'm brand new, I'm brand new, I'm brand new. I do not do what I used to. I'm brand new, I'm brand new, I'm brand new. I do not look like I used to. I'm new.
Together. Oh, Christian, we are living in the last and evil days. And I know, it might seem hard, oh yeah. But remember, if God is with us, he's more.
Oh, Senior Pastor, the Reverend Dr. Calvin J. McFadden, Sr., our church leadership, and all the members of Brightsville Mount Olive Baptist Church here in Houston, Texas, we want to wish each of our fathers a very special Father's Day. During our time together, we'll enjoy the melodic sounds of Chester D.T. Baldwin and friends. So go ahead and grab those fathers and special men in your lives so that we can enjoy this special concert. We certainly want to take a moment to remember those fathers in our lives who are no longer with us. We celebrate them and we honor their memory. In the course of our time together, we'll also have a chance to win gift cards as part of our trivia, all about fathers, because they get our attention today. And now it's time for us to enjoy men's quartets, choruses, and choirs. A Father's Day concert featuring Chester D.T. Baldwin and friends. Let's have a good time.